the next 60 minutes. Fifi Box, in-depth, one-on-one with her pals. I spent
it with you. Hi, I'm Lisa Wilkinson.
G'day, I'm Patty Mills.
Hi, I'm Zara Larson.
I'm Samuel Johnson.
Catherine Kelly Lang.
I'm Rebecca Gibney.
This is
Boxed In.
Boxed In.
Boxed In.
Boxed In.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Welcome to Boxed In, Tom Ballard. Tom, so good to have you on the show.
Thank you, Fifi Box. A pleasure to be here.
And I really want to talk about your show tonightly. It airs Monday to Thursday with a best of Friday nights. I love what you've done there, Tom. 9 p.m. on ABC Comedy. And I need to point out to everyone, that's the old ABC 2. Because when I heard that, I went, what's this ABC Comedy? Now I'm confused. It's just ABC 2.
It is ABC 2, which is ABC Kids during the day. Look, it's a nightmare. The whole thing is an administrative nightmare. Just watch it on Facebook. I don't care.
Do you know what I love about that, Tom? Because I've got a four-year-old and we're watching Curious George and we're watching Ben and Holly. They're fairies. Don't worry about them. You're probably not across
them yet. My colleagues at the station. Yeah, yes,
exactly.
I'm aware of them.
Yeah. But then I remember like a year or two ago, then suddenly at 7 p.m, I'd be leaving Trixie because I'd be off doing something like bad parenting. And then suddenly my four-year-old's watching Spicks and Specks. And I remember her going, what's happening here? But it is an interesting shared kids and comedy. I like what they're doing there.
Well, yes, just make sure they're not still watching when Tonightly comes out at 9 p.m. Lot of effing and jeffing, some adult themes. It's for a slightly older demo, I think. Yes.
No, and I love that because that's her bedtime, and now mummy can enjoy watching Tom. And now let's talk about who else you've got, because it's very funny people. Who else have you got on the show?
It's me and a crack team of reporters. Greg Larson, who people might have seen on Get Kraken or Fancy Boy, that kind of thing. Hilarious man. Bridie Connell, who was on Whose Line Is It Anyway Australia, and Gretely Jackson of Skitbox, who created that viral hit Activewear, which did pretty well on the internet. All lovely, very funny people. All of them born in New Zealand, if you can believe it.
Is that right?
All of them traitors to this country. Somehow I've got a job at the ABC. And then we have a whole bunch of people contributing stories all over the place from across the country, and people see more of them popping up on the show, but that's the core team.
Fifi Box, in-depth, one-on-one with her pals. This is Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Tom Ballard's my special guest this week on Boxed In, star of Tonightly on the ABC. It must be a dream for a comedian, because even as a radio host, every day you churn out content all about the news and what's happening in a 24-hour news cycle.
Love that hashtag content. Can't get enough. Go viral, baby.
Are there moments when you go, I just can't. Is there always something funny or some fun to be had with news? Or have you had a day or a disaster where you're like, oh, we got nothing. Like, we're really going to struggle.
No, thankfully, there is enough news at all times with 7 billion people on the planet and with people saying stupid stuff about those things. That's the key, really. Yeah. No matter how grim the world is, you'll always find someone who's have some terrible take on it, and they'll say that take either on radio or on television and cue the jokes. So we're very thankful for the stupidity of media punditry in this country and across the world, who constantly contribute nothing, just stupid talking out of their rectums about certain issues in the world, and we get to have fun with that. And you hope that you're not just contributing to the noise, you hope you're entertaining people and having fun with something. But look, it's actually watching all the breakfast shows and all the Sky News and reading all the right-wing media takes that really sort of wears you down a little bit over time.
And there's a few Aussie politicians that would make life a lot easier, wouldn't there? Like, for you.
Praise be for Bob Catter. Praise be for Corey Bernardi. Praise be for Tony Abbott getting out there and involved. Praise be for Bill Shorten's boring jokes. I mean, we're having a great time here. You know, Donald Trump is almost too funny, right? You see the American late night hosts, and it's just like they just play a Trump clip and that gets a bigger laugh than any joke you can do about them. Australian politicians are deeply boring, so you play the boring clip and then make a joke about how boring they are, and we all have a great time.
Who's your fave? Because I'll be honest, all I have to do is see Christopher Pine's face and I can't stop laughing. He genuinely makes me laugh. Who's your favourite Aussie poll?
Oh, gosh. I mean, look, we had a real good run with Bob Catter. When we started on air last year, that was the time of I Ain't Spending Any More Time On It. That was kicking around a lot, the sort of clip of him talking about Crocs attacks. We had a lot of fun with that. There's a clip of Anthony Albanese talking about Milo Yiannopoulos and saying the bloke's a tool. And this is a beautiful grab that we've used about between 12 and 15 times on the show. So we enjoyed that a lot. And look, Corey Bernardi keeps serving up the gold. And now Lyle Shelton from the Australian Christian Lobby has joined joined his party. I mean, the good times are coming down the pipeline, I reckon.
It's Boxed In with Fifi Box. In-depth, one-on-one with her pals.
Welcome back to Boxed In. Tom Ballard's my special guest this week. Political correctness has made life very difficult, I find, for broadcasters, not necessarily comedians, though. Do you... It has... And I know your stand-up show last year definitely focused on a lot of this, and that's what I love, your content. Where are we at as a nation with political correctness?
Oh, boy.
Has it gone too far?
Oh, well, this is the classic question, right? I mean, in so many instances, you can say certainly yes. And more, my frustration with some level of language policing or some people focusing on stuff that really, really, at the end of the day, doesn't actually matter that much. Mm. But I recognise that it comes from a good place, right? It comes from people wanting to treat other people in a nice way.
Yes.
But sometimes it becomes a chance for people to grandstand and capitalise on that. Now, I consider myself to be a PC person, but I hope that I have a level of degree that I bring with that and try to see where people are coming from and recognize that things like gender and race and sexuality are really complicated things. And chances are, particularly if you're, I don't know, a trucker from Wollongong, you're probably not up with the latest woke terms. And so in a conversation about those things, you might not deliver the exactly right vocab and that's okay.
Because it is.
Yeah, I'm somewhere in the middle.
It really is. And now I'm making it quite serious. But honestly, the number of times you have to stop and think before you speak. And I do think there are people that aren't necessarily, and we're in the media, so we're churning through it all the time. We're across all the news stories and the sensitivities that people are vocalising. But I do feel sorry for people sometimes because they can put their foot in it and you look at them and the whole room's like, how could you say that? I'm sorry, I missed the last memo. We can't say that anymore.
Yeah, I mean, in the show I talked about the example of a council in the UK banning the term brainstorming for fear of offending people with epilepsy, right? They said that brainstorming would be offensive to people with epilepsy, and then Epilepsy UK surveyed people with epilepsy and they say, hey, do you find that term offensive? And 90% of the respondents said, no, we don't. It's totally fine. You don't need to treat us like children just because we have epilepsy. We're going to be fine. You can say brainstorming, guys. We can deal with it. So that kind of stuff where it's like, who is this actually supposed to be helping? That concerns me. But I mean, this week you saw Ben Law tweeting about gender non-binary people, right? And then Piers Morgan and Mark Latham lost their minds that he was corrected. He referred to someone as a woman when they actually identified as non-binary. He apologised for his mistake and everyone moved on fine. But to Piers Morgan and Mark Latham, this was apparently the end of Western civilization, whereas I see it more as people learning about other people and different experiences of being alive.
Mm. This is Boxed In. More with Tom Ballard after this.
Fifi Box, in-depth, one-on-one with her pals. This is Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Tom Ballard's my special guest this week on Boxed In. Your stand-up show last year, it did deal with a lot of political incorrectness. And I do love, and would you mind sharing, you told a story about a man at your show with a hula hoop, and I just feel like for anyone who missed your show last year, I believe Australia need to hear the hula hoop story.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you mind?
No, sure. This is at the Adelaide Fringe Festival. Hula hoop artist on stage is a very talented man. Incredible. I actually know him pretty well. He's a friend of a friend, and we've hung out a few times. Just amazing at hula hoop, right? But at one point, he lost control of one of the hula hoops, and it flew off and hit the face of a woman in a wheelchair in the front row. Okay, now the woman was absolutely fine. She laughed along. She had a great time. But I was up the back of the room, wheezing with laughter, because that is, in this joyous environment of hula hoops and fun showbiz, the worst thing that could possibly happen is that a woman enjoying the show in a wheelchair gets hit in the face. Okay, now I don't think that makes me a good person. I don't defend it to death. All I know is that was very funny to me, and I think sometimes the worst possible thing is the funniest thing. And while I try to be a good person and I'm PC, I'm also a comedian, and I know that really dark stuff often really amuses me. And that to me is the example where, yeah, comedy often circumvents all our PC instincts. Yeah.
Yes,
and it's very funny.
It is. Not what you expect to see, not what should happen, but it did happen.
No, it's funny because it's the worst thing that, it's like, you know, when you're hanging out with your friends and you call them the worst possible names or make them make fun of them. And you can say all that because you know that you love them. And they know that that they love you. So you've got that base. And so on top of that, you can put a whole bunch of evil vile. It's fine.
It's Boxed In with Fifi Box. In depth, one-on-one with her pals.
Tom Ballard's my special guest this week on Boxed In, star of Tonightly on the ABC. Do you know what I love about Tonightly too? Because, you know, the U US seem to have dominated the comedy nightly news shows. And I don't think that we've had that space here in the country, particularly recently, to do it. That's why it's great that you've filled that void, Tom. What shows or what did you grow up watching, or what shows have influenced you with Tonightly?
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, you know, Sean McAuliffe is like the hero to all young comedians, I think. I remember watching the McAuliffe program on ABC or program or whatever it ended up being. I love that show and just the weird. And I don't think I even knew the Tonightly format or the late show format that he was kind of ripping off.
Yeah.
I just started with that, right? And so he's a constant inspiration. I love Mad as Hell now. And in terms of the US, when I started, so maybe in high school, started watching stuff like The Daily Show and The Colbert Report on clips on the internet. I became a fanatic about Colbert. Colbert is my number one guy. I love him a lot. I have a giant poster of him on my office door. And I still love watching The Late Show. But now, yeah, the Tonightly is sort of settled in some weird middle ground between a late show, like where I do a monologue at the top, talk about news stuff, and this kind of sketch thing where we send out reporters to investigate real world stuff, but also to make stuff up and to make a sketch based off a news story. So I kind of love how it can be anything. And I do think watching the show at night, you're kind of like, I don't know what's going to come up next, or this news story is here and I'm interested in how Tonightly's going to tackle it. That's the dream, when you have people tuning in to find out what stupid thing we're going to come up with that night.
Fifi Box in depth, one-on-one with her pals. This is Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Welcome back to Boxed In. Tom Ballard, the star of Tonightly and stand-up comedian in his own right, is my special guest this week. The interesting thing about comedians, and I guess you could say this about a lot of entertainers, you suddenly are famous. Like you are a well-loved, much-loved comedian in Australia, but there would be lots of people.
When is that happening for me? What?
No,
when
is
that
happening? You know, you may not be prepared to admit it, but I can tell you, Tom Ballard is a big deal in this country. How did you start? What was the impetus behind you? Was it an open night mic? Did you go for it? Where did your beginnings begin?
Oh, just desperate for attention. Desperately wanted to be an actor. I was in a musical when I was 8 years old called Rock and Roll Santa, where I played the role of Blitz and the Reindeer. actually, a bit of respect there, Fifi.
Sorry,
it was actually
Blitz.
A pretty powerful performance.
I know. Had you said Rudolph or, Dixon?
No, that's a sellout. No, Blitzen was a much more complicated character with a lot more dimensions in the background. And so I had a few lines of that show that got laughs, and I was like, well, this is everything I have ever wanted. I want attention. I want people looking at me. I want to be on the stage, and I will be the greatest actor of my generation. Neither disagreed, and I auditioned for them. And then I just sort of fell into stand-up. I sort of a failed actor became a stand-up comedian with a lot of time in his hands, and I kept doing as many gigs as possible. And the Melbourne Comedy Festival was very supportive to me, which was lovely. And then, another radio station, boo, came calling. And I don't know, I got a paycheck, and so I kept doing it and didn't go back to uni, and now I'm here.
And here you are, Tom Ballard, Tonightly on ABC Comedy, Monday to Thursday, with the best of on Friday nights. I love that. I'm trying to do that with breakfast radio. Can't we have a best of day?
Reheat, baby. Recycle. That's what I say.
Tom, it's so good to catch up with you and spend a Sunday afternoon talking all things comedy and news.
Thanks, Fifi.
Thank you for being my guest.
Of course, no worries. Have a lovely day.
Fifi Box in depth, one-on-one with her pals. This is Boxed In with Fifi Box.